About a dozen residents from eastern Kentucky's coal mining region crowded into the lobby of the local field office of Senator Mitch McConnell. Morgan Brown said she was visiting McConnell's office on behalf of her father, a retired coal miner suffering from black lung and fighting to get benefits from the industry.
You thought that, you know, these were your employers, they cared about you. But now in the end of all of it, he's not working anymore. Just to see him fight so hard against him is just like I said, it's just infuriating. You just really feel anger.
Brown's father is seeking benefits from a company he worked for, but more than 25,000 miners depend on the Black Lung Disability Trust Fund because a responsible employer cannot be identified. An excise tax on coal supports the fund, but it was deep in debt, so Congress roughly doubled the tax in 1981 and renewed it 10 years ago. That rate expires at the end of the year. A May report from the Government Accountability Office estimates that could put the fund billions of dollars further into debt unless Congress acts. Retired miner Carl Shoup says if anyone can get Congress to act, it's Kentucky's senior senator.
Senator McConnell is one, he's the most powerful senator in the world, you know, as far as that goes. If he gets on this, he can push it through. And I believe that. And I hate to put that on him, but it's the truth, you know.
As majority leader, Senator McConnell could find a way to extend the tax. During an October event in the area, he appeared to indicate he would do just that.
That'll be taken care of before that would get into an expiration situation. It just won't be allowed to be unfunded.
Now, with less than a week remaining in the legislative session, black lung advocates are still waiting for McConnell to act. McConnell's office did not say if he intends to extend the tax, but in a written statement, McConnell says he will, quote, work to maintain and protect benefits for miners. McConnell seems pulled by opposing forces, the sick miners who are his constituents in the mining industry where they worked. Tyler White is president of the Kentucky Coal Association. White says the tax isn't going away, it's just going back to the level Congress originally intended.
Extending current to, you know, higher tax rates beyond their scheduled expiration, we kind of look at that as a tax increase at a time when we're still experiencing a significant economic stress.
White says that would hurt the coal industry's ability to remain viable, which could put the fund in jeopardy if there's no coal production to be taxed. Coal companies doled out more than $20 million in political spending in the last two election cycles, according to the nonprofit Center for Responsive Politics, and about 95% of campaign contributions went to Republicans. The mining industry's aggressive lobbying appears to be paying off. For example, a draft version of a House tax bill had included a one-year extension of the excise tax on coal. Then the National Mining Association sent members of Congress a letter warning them that the group would penalize them on its annual scorecard if they voted to extend the tax. In a new version of the bill, the coal tax extension was stripped out. Black lung advocates like Wes Addington fear that might have been the best chance at extending the tax. Addington is deputy director of the nonprofit Appalachian Citizens Law Center.
Well, it just shows you how responsive Congress can be to lobbyists from an industry that's on its decline.
Black lung advocates aren't giving up. They're heading back to Senator McConnell's regional offices. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green, Kentucky.